to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, June 30th, 2023, end of the week, end of the month. And, you know, thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We've got a lot to talk about. Very, very busy news day. A lot of stuff is going on. And we're going to try and get through as much of it. Now, we do have a guest in our second hour, a gentleman by the name of Michael Fulton, fellow NASA alumni. And we're just going to wallow in nostalgia about the good old days of the early space program and stuff. But we will be able to take calls in our second hour as normal once we're through as much of the news as we can do. So Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And let's get right on into it. Boy, it has been a bad week for Joe Biden and for liberals with regard to the Supreme Court. Two decisions were handed down just today, the day after the one about affirmative action. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of an evangelical Christian web designer from Colorado who refused to do a website for a same-sex wedding based on religious beliefs. Now, the LGBTQ movement has been trying to force this issue. I mean, there are plenty of web designers. A lot of them happen to be gay. You know, go have them do your website. No, 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 no. We're going to drive across town. We're going to go to this evangelical Christian, and we're going to make them, you know, do our website just to prove that we can do it. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't either. And, you know, this is bringing back some common sense. I remember when I was a kid going into stores, there was always a sign on the wall that said, we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. Common sense. Some people coming in through that front door are not really very friendly. They're not polite. They're bullying and so forth and so on. So that was one of the decisions that came on down. And basically it's, you know, they're saying, oh, it's infringing on LGBTQ rights. Well, what about going into a Christian-owned business and forcing your philosophy on them? Aren't you infringing on the right of a Christian or Muslim or Jew or whatever to basically live their lives according to the tenets of their faith? Okay? Now, the other big ruling that came on out today is the Supreme Court ruled that Joe Biden does not have the authority to carry out his student loan bailout program. It's beyond his authority. And the real irony is the Supreme Court used Nancy Pelosi's own words in their ruling, because some time ago she had said, I don't think Biden has the authority to do this. And the Supreme Court agreed with her. So already we're hearing rumblings that, you know, Biden is going to kind of find some way to not have these students pay back their loans. And, you know, apparently the Biden backup plan is to change the income-based repayment plan for the student programs and raise the floor of what would be a $0 per month payment, and basically say, well, they don't have enough money to make the payments, so we're going to let them go. And, you know, this could provoke a constitutional crisis because Biden is attempting to overrule the judicial branch, and that's not what's supposed to happen, okay? And so all those liberals who took out the, you know, $150,000 in student loans to get a degree in gender studies, now they're going to have to pay back all those loans, and they're going to have to do it in the Biden economy. Talk about salt in the wound right there. Now, the other day, of course, yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that affirmative action is unconstitutional. It violates the 14th Amendment. It also violates provisions in the Civil Rights Act. And so Elizabeth Warren, you know, the fake Indian who got into college by claiming she was Native American, and she isn't, you know, microscopic amount of the DNA there, you know, went on out complaining about the Supreme Court decision on affirmative action, got absolutely roasted on social media for the, you know, hypocrisy. And again, you know, it's been you can hear the liberals wailing in the distance. Oh, we lost the, you know, we can't force Christians to do our to be our slaves and bake our cakes and, you know, do our websites for LGBTQ. And, you know, the students are going to have to repay those loans. They signed the paperwork on. And, you know, I sympathize with the students because the cost of education has soared way out of proportion with the rate of inflation. College is much, much more expensive than when I went to school. I was able to work my way through college. I didn't have to take out any loans. And you know, but today there's very little financial support for students, and it's turned into another scam. Get these students plunged onto the debt hook as firm and hard as you can by promising them that whatever degree they're going to get, art history or gender studies or the history of the LGBTQ movement, and they're going to get a high-paying job and pay those loans back. And, you know, there are some of these students that are already into their 60s and still owe tens of thousands of dollars, and they can't pay it back, okay? And I do feel some sympathy. They got suckered in. They really did. Now, on this the affirmative action situation here, we mentioned this yesterday. Harvard University has just announced that they are going to exploit what they see as a loophole in the Supreme Court decision, saying that they can't judge candidates on race, but they can ask for an essay on how race has affected their lives, and use that in the selection process to sort of do an end run around the Supreme Court decision. Frankly, I think they could just ask, what do you prefer, barbecue sauce, ranch dressing, or soy sauce, and just make their admissions based on that one here. So anyway, so affirmative action is struck down. Christians cannot be forced to provide goods and services that conflict with their beliefs. In fact, anybody with religious beliefs. And now the bailout gets tossed. It's been a bad week for Joe Biden. And what's really interesting is that Joe Biden was really pounding on this student debt relief back in October of 2022, just 1 month before the midterm elections, which means this has always been about, getting votes from the students, you know, and probably a lot of people voted Democrat expecting that they were going to have their debts written off. Wrong. Not going to happen. Sorry about that. Now, as for Biden himself, again, not a really good week for him. He was being interviewed by MSNBC's Nicole Wallace, and Joe Biden referenced the Declaration of Independence while erroneously saying that he was referring to the Constitution. Okay, and, you know, Joe Biden is a gaffe machine here. And, of course, we've had the recent mistake where Biden has mentioned Iraq when he meant to talk about Ukraine. He did that twice in the last week. And what was really kind of weird is at the end of the interview, Joe Biden gets up, and it looked like he was struggling in that chair, by the way, and he walks off the set while the TV interview was still on the air. Now, the normal protocol is you wait until you go to commercial, then you skedaddle, the new guest comes on in, and everything. But Biden just got right on up and walked off stage behind Nicole, who was still trying to basically get out of the segment. So, yeah, he's clearly not firing on all cylinders here. All right, now, MSNBC host Andrea Mitchell drew a tremendous amount of liberal wrath after she highlighted legitimate concerns about President Joe Biden's age. And, Americans, polling data shows Americans are very concerned about Biden's age and the very obvious increasing frequency of making self-deprecating jokes about his age, apparently to try and offset those concerns. So they're already running a propaganda campaign on that. And of course, there are the continuing signs of mental decline that we need to worry about. And, this is the guy with one of the two keys to launch the nuclear weapons. That sort of keeps me up at night here. Now, I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, how it looks like the corporate media is kind of getting tired of following the Bidens around and cleaning up that little mess they leave behind them all over the place here. And the corporate media seem to be kind of turning on him. And there's an article over at The Blaze saying exactly the same thing. Now, this may just be the corporate media realizing that carrying Biden's water is losing them audience and advertising revenues, or somebody very high up in the deep state may have decided it's time to basically get Joe Biden out of the 2024 race and get somebody in that has a chance against Donald Trump, or at least looks credible to be able to beat Donald Trump without massive amounts of election fraud. If they put Biden up against Trump in 2024 and Biden wins, everybody is going to assume the election was stolen, because right now about half of America thinks that happened back in 2020. All right. Now, Jack Smith and the Department of Justice are set to indict Rudy Giuliani and fellow Trump attorneys just for questioning whether the 2020 election was stolen. Now, asking a question, if the elections are honest, is, in my opinion, covered by the First Amendment. And for them to go on out and say, if you question the honesty of the elections, you're going to go to jail, that's dictatorship. That is absolutely dictatorship. And it's scary how rapidly this nation is declining right now. Okay, now let's see. More IRS whistleblower information is coming on out. Apparently, Hunter Biden didn't pay taxes on the money he received from the Ukrainian oligarchs in 2014. And, of course, another whistleblower is saying that he had this money laundering scheme where he received the money from Ukraine, gave it to a company in China. The company in China loaned it to him, which is not taxable. The proceeds of a loan are not taxed. And, of course, you know, Hunter's never going to pay the loan back. It just gets written off, and that's how the money gets along. It's a classic money laundering technique. Now, a former business associate of Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski, who worked with Biden on a 2017 deal with the Chinese company CEFC, sent an offer to testify to the U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss. David Weiss never returned the call, just gave him the cold shoulder and said, well, we're not interested in anything that you have to say. Or at least that was the message that was being sent here. So IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley claims that he and other IRS agents were absolutely forbidden to ask questions about Joe Biden, a.k.a. the big guy, during their investigations of Hunter's. And basically they're saying that Hunter Biden received payments totaling around $8.3 million from China, Ukraine, and Romania between 2014 and 2019. There may even be more out there. All right. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is still talking about an impeachment of Merrick Garland by July 6th. And I want him to go ahead and do it. We hear all this stuff about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We've got Ghislaine Maxwell saying, I'm going to release some of the names from Jeffrey Epstein's black books. And then we have one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims saying, I'm going to name names. And they've been saying that for like months. Okay, stop, you know, either put up or shut up. I'm tired of hearing you say you're going to do it. Either do it or just go away and stop wasting our time here. All right, over at Fox News, after 23 years, Fox News has let Geraldo Rivera go from The Five. Now, there are two versions of the story. According to The Daily Wire, Fox News fired Geraldo Rivera. According to Geraldo Rivera, he has resigned. Okay? And so we're not exactly sure what's going on. But Geraldo says there will be more information forthcoming about his departure. Now, Carrie Lake is, she's very much aware that her election in 2022 was stolen from her. And she's basically saying that there's going to be an even bigger cheating machine to block Donald Trump and herself in 2024. I think she's running for the Senate in 2024. She doesn't want to go back to being governor of Arizona. So, and apparently she was, thinking about just, packing it all in. But somebody really kind of ticked her off. Apparently some unidentified individual came up to her and said, we will pay you a lot of money. We will get you a position on a board of directors. You're going to be well taken care of if you stay out of the 2024 Arizona Senate race. That was like showing a red flag to a bull. Carrie Lake said, no, absolutely not. And that sort of angered her to basically continue the fight. So good for her. All right, let's talk about COVID and other medical issues here. Wayne Root over at the Gateway Pundit is asking if Joe Biden and his cronies managed to steal $1 billion from the U.S. taxpayers by overpaying for the Chinese COVID test kits. And the article goes on in and says, you know, Joe Biden is without a doubt the most crooked, corrupt, and compromised politician in the history of the presidency. I guess Richard Nixon is going to have to settle for the silver now. The Biden crime family operated as an organized crime organization. Biden and his crime family extorted tens of millions of dollars from companies like Burisma and countries like China and Ukraine when Biden was vice president of the United States. Biden made decisions as president that directly benefited the countries or companies he was bribed and compromised by. And Biden and the family are owned lock, stock, and barrel by our number one enemy, China, and the Chinese Communist Party. So members of Congress are now reporting that Biden-related firms and partnerships received around $40 million in payments, meaning bribes, while he was vice president. Talk about just really taking it to extremes. And so they're raising the question, did Biden exploit his position to personally profit by, you know, cooking the books on things like the COVID test kits from China? Now, recently, there was this hue and cry, if you will, for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to get into a debate with a so-called vaccine science expert. And, you know, they stalled and stalled and stalled and stalled. And finally, they got the debate. And it did not go well for the science. You know, by the time he was done, the accepted science was in pieces. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is very smart. He's persuasive. And the 13-minute video is a must-watch. He just left the official version of the COVID and vaccine orthodoxy in a plastic bag on the floor. Story coming out of Becker News. New emails revealed that Dr. Anthony Fauci was at the center of an agency-wide cover-up, particularly with his involvement in the origins of the novel coronavirus. And apparently emails from Dr. David Morenz, the senior scientific advisor, reveal a potential violation of federal record-keeping laws. Okay. And apparently the scientific advisor actually used a private email account to conceal records from Freedom of Information Act requests, shades of Hillary and her private email server. All righty. Now, Senators Hawley and Braun are demanding the Biden administration turn over additional information about the origins of COVID. Apparently, the Biden administration, for some reason, is being very evasive. They really don't want to share this information. We already know that gain-of-function research is a code word for developing biological weapons. We know that the work being done at the Wuhan laboratory, not to mention those laboratories in Ukraine, was being funded by the National Institutes of Health and also the Pentagon. I'm sure that Congress would like to find out if the U.S. government was running a covert biological weapons development program, which would be a violation of many international treaties. Now, the other day, we mentioned that the World Health Organization is about to declare that the artificial sweetener aspartame is possibly carcinogenic, meaning it probably is. And, of course, it's a diet sweetener in all kinds of soft drinks and foods and whatnot. But you don't realize it's also in other products like mouthwash and cough medicine. And so you really need to read those product labels in order to make sure that you're not getting something that's not good for you. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we're going to take some more news when we come on back. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about health issues, and the entire state of Florida is now on alert for malaria. As you have we reported earlier in the week, there are 4 cases of malaria in Florida in people who have not been outside the United States, and they're still trying to figure out if this flood of illegal immigrants coming across the border brought malaria with them. They certainly have brought a lot of other diseases, or if something went wrong with these experimental Franken mosquitoes that were released over Florida and Texas here. But the entire state is now on an alert. They're recommending you use bug spray and, you know, try and avoid it. Now, a little bit of good news here. The particular strain of the malaria is the P. vivax malaria, which is a lot less dangerous than the other strains of malaria. Malaria symptoms include headaches, nausea, vomiting, sweating, fever, and chills. If you are getting these, seek medical assistance within 24 hours. So anyway. Interestingly enough, I'm not the only one raising questions about these mosquitoes. Over at Blacklisted News, they have an article, "Are Genetically Modified Mosquitoes That Vaccinate Humans Now Causing U.S. Malaria Cases for the First Time Since 2003? And remember, one of the goals of modifying these mosquitoes was to eradicate malaria. And maybe it's backfired the way the COVID vaccines did. That was supposed to protect you from COVID. Instead, it made you more likely to come down with it here. So it's a legitimate question. All right. Now, Tennessee is suing more than 20 chemical manufacturers, including 3M and DuPont, that for years made and sold products containing types of forever chemicals like, you know, PFAS, AFFF, and others, and basically knowingly concealed the risk posed by the chemicals to human health and the environment while profiting from the sales. And one of the products is an aqueous film-forming foam used in firefighting, training, and emergency response in military facilities, airports, and other locations. The chemicals have seeped into and contaminated surface, ground, and drinking water far above the safe levels across the state. So, yeah. All right, let's talk about the international news because there's a lot going on over there. Sergey Lavrov is out there saying, you know, we're not really obligated to explain anything to anyone or give any assurances. You know, we don't owe you explanation about what happened with the Wagner mutiny. And if anyone in the West has any doubts, well, that's your problem. So we'll see what's going to happen on that one. Now, British Defense Minister Ben Wallace said yesterday that NATO should consider skipping a membership action plan as a requirement for Ukraine to join NATO. Now, the membership action plan is designed to ensure aspiring NATO members meet certain political, economic, and military standards to join the alliance. Waiving the membership action plan would speed up Ukrainian membership if NATO ever formally invites Kiev to join. Now, there's still a major monkey wrench in the works in that Hungary is not saying that they're willing to approve. And to get into NATO, everybody already in NATO has to agree. Okay, so anyway. Now, the European Union has already trained as many as 30,000 Ukrainian soldiers and plans to train another 15,000 as part of the bloc's mission. And, you know, it's when you're training soldiers to go to war, I think that really does make you part of the war. You can't pretend that you're not really involved. Now, a little bit of interesting news. There's been a lot of focus on that nuclear plant at Zaporizhia. And, you know, oh, is Russia going to blow it up or is Ukraine going to blow it up and blame Russia and so forth and so on. But apparently the Russian forces are starting to leave the area around the nuclear power plant. And so they're not exactly sure what's going on here. The Russians did create defensive works around the facility, but it looks like maybe they're just going to walk away and let Ukraine take it back on over. And that might end the possibility of a false flag. All right. Meanwhile, international assistance to Ukraine has reached 170 billion euros. And a lot of that is coming from the United States here. Interestingly enough, getting on back to Hungary, they're saying they refuse to send any more money to Ukraine until there's a full accounting for where all the money that's already been sent has gotten to, because nobody really knows. Okay. Now, here's what's really interesting. The U.S. and other countries have been sending weapons to Ukraine, and they're being ground up and used as target practice. And one of the weapons being sold are the Stinger man-portable air defense systems. And it's caused a bit of a problem because they're running out. And Raytheon hasn't made them in 20 years. They've been sort of, living on stockpiles. And frankly, I'm a little surprised because I thought the shelf life of those rocket motors was a little shorter. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials and more about the Stingers when we come back.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tehi Boti Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really okay, welcome back to our show. We're talking about situation in Ukraine. We're talking about the weapons supplies and logistics, and we have all these countries in Europe and certainly the United States drawing down stockpiles to send these weapons to Ukraine, where they're just getting chewed up and destroyed here. And one of the weapon systems that is now in short supply in the United States is the Stinger manned portable air defense system. You've seen them in movies and everything. It just sits on your shoulder. It's a big tube, little box antenna for the friend or foe identification system. And Raytheon hasn't manufactured any in about 20 years. And and I'd be very careful about firing a two-decade-old solid rocket motor. But apparently they need to start making them again, and nobody knows how to make them. So Raytheon has gone back to former employees who are now retired, and they're bringing them back as consultants to train the current workforce to make new Stingers. And the other part of the problem is because the jigs are gone, the manufacturing jigs, they're having to build these things by hand. And that's the real issue. I mean, over in Russia, they have domestic weapons factories. They're just cranking out tanks and all kinds of things. And yeah, we're running out. Ukraine is running through all of our weapons, and their counteroffensive has failed miserably. Anyway, the United States is waiting for final approval at the highest levels, meaning the White House, to send Ukraine long-range weapons that would allow them to attack Russian positions from roughly 180 miles away, which includes strongholds in the Crimean Peninsula. And depending upon where they were launched from, they could possibly reach Moscow itself. Now, over in France, what a mess, what a horrific mess. And let me back up here a little bit and tell you how we got here. It's a lot like the George Floyd situation. On Tuesday, police pulled over this gentleman from North Africa, an Algerian, and a traffic stop. And instead of cooperating and handing over his license and whatever it is they require in France, the guy took off, tried to escape, and the police officer shot at him and killed him. Okay, guy was, you know, obviously some kind of a perpetrator, didn't want to be identified. And that sparked it, just like we saw in, you know, after George Floyd, who was a career criminal, basically died in the hands of the police. But the autopsy revealed there was no trauma around his neck. Okay, he died of a massive drug overdose. He was high as a kite when he got into that altercation. So the riots are all across France, huge amounts of destruction. And gee, isn't that open border thing working out really well for you here? And so the young man who was shot, 17 years old, Nahel M, they're only giving his initial, and it's just, it's spreading all across. And Bloomberg reports of more than 600 people were arrested last night into this morning, a majority of them between the ages of 14 and 18. Rioters targeted municipal buildings, town halls, and libraries. In fact, the largest library in Marseille has gone up in flames. Stores are being looted. The rioters are breaking into police cars and taking the uniforms and the weapons. So they're now able to pretend that they're police and cause even more mayhem. And it's out of control. You need to go over on social media like Twitter and look at the video. And it is totally, totally out of control. And France has had three of these now. First of all, they had the gas price riots. Then they had the pension riots. And now they have what is basically a race riot bordering on a civil war, you know, between the French people and the migrant population. Okay. Now, one estimate is so far that almost 2,000 cars have been burned, 500 buildings have been burned of state and local institutions, 250 police officers injured so far. And these riots have escalated all over France, and now they have spread to Belgium. And there is concern that there may be parallel sympathetic riots in the Netherlands and Germany. This could really explode all across Europe, and they basically opened the borders and let this very hostile, angry force in. And now they're paying the price for it. Now, here's what's really interesting, okay? The corporate media had almost 24-hour-a-day coverage of the Wagner Group mutiny in Russia. We're getting constant, reports, well, not so much anymore, about the war in Ukraine itself. There's zero coverage of the riots in France. I mean, France is on fire. And there's hardly any coverage in the Western media. And maybe they don't want the migrant population in the United States to get some bad ideas, because it could very easily happen in the United States and the United Kingdom. So, again, it sounded like a really good idea. We're going to open the borders and we're going to let all these illegal immigrants in. You know, give us your tired, your criminal, your drug-crazed, disease-ridden masses yearning to loot, and so forth and so on. All right, there's a very alarming story here, and it has to do with Great Britain now weaponizing the banking system, okay? And one of their most visible targets right now is Nigel Farage, who was a leader of the Brexit movement. And he has been completely frozen out of his accounts and any ability to engage in banking activities in the United Kingdom. No British bank will allow him to open any accounts. He's saying he's probably going to have to leave the country now. And here I was thinking that most British people really liked the idea of Brexit, but apparently somebody high up still wants to be part of the EU. So Nigel Farage is sounding the warning, saying this is one of the scariest things he's ever seen. All right, now, up in Sweden, there's been an incident, and apparently somebody burned a copy of the Quran in Sweden's capital during a protest authorized by police as Muslims celebrated the Feast of Sacrifice holiday, which is just starting here. And it set off a worldwide outcry. It has set off riots. And, you know, Iran's foreign minister has summoned Sweden's charged affairs over the Quran burning. And really, you have to have respect for people's religious beliefs, regardless of the religion, okay? And you need to understand when you burn a copy of the Quran or the Bible or the Torah, you're going to upset some people. And you're just asking for trouble. You really, really are. But again, we're seeing this hostility in Europe to this vast Muslim population that walked across those open borders and now is causing quite a bit of trouble. All right, now, interestingly enough, Germany's ruling Socialist Democrats are ready to solve the issue of war reparations with Poland. And apparently this was being discussed in Warsaw, and they were informed that the Olaf Scholz-led coalition government, the SPD, understands the problem and wants to solve it in some way in a formula of dialogue with Poland. And apparently back in 2022, Poland estimated Germany owed Poland up to 1.5 trillion euros due to material and humanitarian losses during the Second World War. Up until now, Germany has simply dismissed the claims. But now Germany say, well, there may be a little bit of room to talk about this here. Okay. Meanwhile, 21 organizations have sent a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin calling for the Pentagon to conduct a transparent investigation into a May 3rd drone strike that killed a civilian in northwest Syria's Idlib province. Now, when the strike was launched, U.S. Central Command claimed it killed a senior al-Qaeda leader, but there were immediate indications they got the wrong person. And the victim of the drone strike turned out to be 56-year-old Lotfi Hassan Misto, a father of 10, who was killed while herding his sheep in the Idlib countryside. And relatives and neighbors said he had no affiliation with al-Qaeda or any militant group, and terrorist experts told the Washington Post there was no evidence that he did. They simply shot the wrong person. All right, let's talk about the economic news now. There's an article that's coming out of Zero Hedge saying BRICS on the march. And right now, the BRICS countries represent 40% of the world population, almost half, and 25%, one quarter, of the global gross domestic product. And thanks to BRICS, China can impose its vision of international cooperation, and Russia can show it will not be isolated on the stage of global players. This whole transition to BRICS, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, is a response to the U.S. weaponization of sanctions. And, of course, BRICS is a thorn in the side of the Americans, all the more so that a dozen other developing countries want to join the current five countries of the alliance. And so, yeah, they're growing here. All right. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has now charged a former Pfizer employee with alleged insider trading after he gained a 2,458% profit by buying out-of-the-money call options one day before the company's Paxlovid drug announcement. So a little bit of naughty behavior there. Now, you may have seen these signs out in your neighborhood or along the highway. We buy ugly houses. And, yes, we've seen them around here as well. The ads for We Buy Ugly Houses is from a company called Homevestors of America. They like to claim they're in the business of helping people. But actually, it's turning out it's a type of vulture capitalism where they're basically victimizing people who are in serious trouble. and they're buying their homes, you know, at way, way below the market price. They're cheating them out of the equity in their home. And apparently, following an investigation by ProPublica, the CEO of We Buy Ugly Houses has stepped down. All right, talking about immigration, and again, look what it did to France. Look what it's doing to France. And I imagine it's probably going to continue through this weekend here. So anyway, there's a video of a boatload of illegal immigrants coming into Miami Beach right behind Collins Avenue. And people got it on their little cell phones. The boat pulls up. They all hop out. The boat takes off, and that's it here. Now, do you remember when Ron DeSantis sent some migrants to Martha's Vineyard, which is, you know, a very luxurious, a very affluent area of the country? And, you know, the Democrats accused DeSantis of kidnapping the immigrants when he sent two planes to Martha's Vineyard. And the New York Times recently spoke to those migrants. And they said they love it there. They love being on Martha's Vineyard. They're calling it home now, and they don't feel like they were kidnapped. They feel like they were very lucky here. All right. Now, the Biden administration is making plans to repurpose a former South North Carolina boarding school campus as a facility to house migrant children. I mean, they have to be looking at what's going on in France right now and realizing we're heading toward the same crisis here if we don't control that border. Now, maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want the country to get burned down. So anyway, and there's going to be a confrontation between state and federal government because somebody got a video in Eagle Pass, Texas, showing the U.S. Border Patrol cutting the razor wire put there by the state of Texas in order to allow the illegal immigrants to enter and be processed and sent on their way. So we have two conflicting policies here. The state of Texas wants to control their borders, and the U.S. federal government is saying, no, 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 you're not allowed to control your borders. You know, well, we know what's best. We're the federal government. And so this is going to wind up, it's not going to end well, what can I tell you? Okay, back over in Tennessee, a federal judge has put a partial block on a law intended to shield children from life-altering transgender procedures following other federal judges who blocked similar protective laws in other states. We're beginning to see this rift open up between what the states want, what the people want, and this agenda being imposed from above by the federal government. And again, this is not going to end very well here. So U.S. District Judge Eli Richardson placed a temporary injunction against the ban on giving children cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers, which have been shown to have life-altering impacts on children. Now, he did not block the provision of the law banning double mastectomies on girls identifying as boys or other genital procedures. So the ban on the surgeries is still in place here. Now, over in Kentucky, which is just that way, Governor Andy Beshear vetoed a bill banning minors from being placed on puberty blockers and hormones, claiming these are basic medical decisions. And no, I don't think so here. Out in Arizona, pseudo-Governor Katie Hobbs has signed two executive orders on June 27th, giving additional protections to the state's LGBTQ residents. Now, one of the bills that she signed, it's actually an executive order, establishes that any medically necessary gender reassignment surgeries for state employees will be paid for through their health coverage. In other words, the Arizona taxpayers, whether they agree with transgenderism or not, are going to be forced to pay for those surgeries here. All righty. Now, LA's TikTok doctor for trans kids as young as 7 admits that puberty blockers and hormones can cause bone disease and infertility. This is Dr. Aaron Baroni, a pediatrician instructor at UCLA. and basically saying that, yes, these drugs, they're very powerful, and they can leave both boys and girls infertile. I mean, one of these puberty-blocking drugs is what they use to chemically castrate, you know, sex criminals. It's really nasty stuff. A new Danish landmark study finds that suicide rates and psychiatric conditions are much higher among trans-identifying people. They have a suicide death rate 3.5 times higher and a suicide attempt rate 7.7 times higher than people who do not identify as transgender. And the American Psychiatric Association defines gender dysphoria as a mental illness. But the medical industrial complex is seeing an opportunity to make a fast buck. And so, yes, you're actually a girl trapped in a man's body. And we can fix that for $25,000. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about, well, wokeness. And over 250 Hollywood stars signed an open letter to pressure social media companies to censor certain speech regarding transgender individuals and the transgender movement. In other words, anybody who says this is really not a good idea, they want them shut up. They're basically saying punish everyone who promotes biological sex. In other words, the idea that your sex is determined by your biology, the X and Y chromosomes, that's now verboten in Hollywood here. And some of the people who signed the letter were Alyssa Milano, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, and the letter was organized by GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, and the Human Rights Campaign. And the letter was sent to the CEOs of Meta, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter. And the letter takes issue with misgendering or referring to a person by their biological sex rather than by their preferred gender, and dead naming, which is calling a person by their birth name rather than their preferred name. Okay, well, I didn't even realize that was a thing that you could do. So from now on, you will all address me as El Supremo. Now, over in Ohio, there is a private school, the Columbus Academy, and apparently they launched a retaliation campaign against Amy Gonzalez and Andrea Gross following complaints they made about the private school's leftist curriculum. And the school reported the mothers to the FBI for questioning the leftist curriculum. Now, this is a private school. These parents are paying money to the school to educate the children, and the private school is saying, no, no, we'll take your money, thank you very much, but we get to decide what your children are going to be taught. And it's certainly not reading, writing, arithmetic, and science, because our academic scores in those areas are just plummeting compared to other countries. All righty. Now, Rachel Levine, The Assistant Secretary of Health, who's a biological male pretending to be a woman, declared that child sex changes are medically necessary in order to strengthen schools and make them more inclusive. I mean, they are really trying to jam this thing down our throat. And let's see, we're getting a weather alert now. Oh, my goodness. We have another thunderstorm coming on in. Won't that be wonderful? So, anyway, New York has become a sanctuary state for transgender children. Nobody who performs child sex change surgeries will be arrested. It's amazing. Now, one of the concerns being raised is atrazine, which is a gender bender endocrine disruptor that's found in water. It turns out chlorine dioxide can destroy the atrazine and neutralize it. Okay, meanwhile, Kamala Harris is out there, you know, to teenage girls, we're counting on you to push the abortion agenda forward. You know, I think probably, well, certainly when I was young, talking to teenage girls about sex or pregnancy or abortion would have been considered, you know, very, very inappropriate. Okay, we're coming up here on station identification, and we're going to have Michael Fulton joining us for the first half of the next hour. Then we'll open up the phone lines after that for your phone calls. So we'll be back after these few words. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.